Blog Talk Radio.
Check them out. They're going to be playing
all the great hits from the up and coming independent gospel artists, as well as they're going to be getting in with a lot of different inspirational individuals, gospel celebrities, and they're going to be doing some great interviews and playing some great inspirational gospel music. So make sure you guys tune into them on Sundays. You know, Monday, starting on the 18th, my girl Miss Fab is going to be kicking off the I Got Something to Say show. So make sure you guys definitely keep locked, keep tuned for that. We got some great shows coming up for that. Of course, the Tuesday spot, you know, poetry, actors and actresses, great music. We got Wednesday, Nod Your Head Wednesday, with Logical One, RC and Amber, you know, getting in there and playing all the incredible, fresh, up-and-coming and celebrity hip-hop music, you know, as well as getting some incredible interviews, you know, with them as well. And, of course, we got Celebrity Thursdays. And then Saturday, which is all about the independent up-and-coming artists, we get interviews in with them, Indie Up Saturday. It's Indie Up Saturday. And we got some great interviews coming up. You know, this Saturday, we're going to be doing an interview with up-and-coming hip-hop star Journey Brave. It's going to be in the building, so make sure you guys check it out. And I got my girl, Miss Fabulous, in the building. Hey, Miss Fab.
Hey. Hello, world. How's everybody doing?
Chilling. What's
okay,
going
great.
On?
Doing good. So glad to be back in the studio. Ooh, got jet lag. Everything from just being in Norfolk, Virginia with the Mid-Atlantic Film Festival. But I missed you, and I missed everybody, and I'm so ecstatic about the two-year anniversary.
Oh, yes, we missed you, too. We know you were doing some great things out there with the film festival. And,
yes.
You know, so we're definitely going to talk about that a little later in the show. I definitely want to hear about that. And I got some crazy celebrity and entertainment news. Yeah, you know your boy always got the crazy news is what's going on. And right now, for the basketball fans, Miami is up 51 over Oklahoma City, I think it's 34. So Miami's playing strong tonight, but, you know, Oklahoma City is probably going to make a run. But they're playing right now, all the Miami and Oklahoma City fans. The finals is on and popping right now, so make sure you guys check that out on ABC. Check your local listing. And, you know, like I said before, it's the two-year anniversary of the D-Hour show. If you don't understand what I'm talking about, let me help you out. Nothing about that. It's the two-year anniversary. I said it. The D-Hour Show anniversary. Yes, indeed. We're celebrating all this week. So get it in with us. You know, you guys can call in, you know, tell us what you think about the D-Hour Show. And, you know, if anybody out there that's listening was involved with the D-Hour Show, definitely give us a call and, you know, give us a shout-out. Tell us what you think about the show, 718-766-4553. Tell us what you think about the D-Hour Show Network. And, you know, some of the great shows that we have. And, you know, definitely get it in with us. 718-766-4553, absolutely. Now, like I said before, Celebrity Thursday, you know, it's an American Idol edition. Hopefully we'll get to talk to my man Corey Clark tonight, as well as we'll be talking to my girl Ashton Jones from American Idol Season 10. So definitely make sure you guys tune in. We got hits. We got hits. You heard what I said. We got hits. Yes, indeed. We got some hip hop classics. You know, we got some American Idol contestant hits. We're gonna start off with a hip hop classic though. We all know my man Common with his hit "The People." Oh yeah, Chi-Town brother, Chi-Town
hey.
Native Common. Yeah, we're gonna get it. We're gonna get it in with Common with "The People." After that is my girl Felicia Barton from American Idol with her joint, Lost Words. It's a D-Hour show on Block Talk Radio. It's D-Slate, Miss Fabulous. We're getting it in for the fit-ins. Keep tuning in. You know it.
Yeah, it's for the people. This is Street Radio for unsung hero. Riding in the Rego, trying to stay legal. My daughter found Nemo, I found a new primo. Yeah, you know how we do. We do it for the people and the struggle of the brothers and the folks. The lovers of the dope. Experiment to discover hope. Scuffle for notes. The rougher I wrote, times was harder. Went from rock starter to the voice of a martyr. Why white folk focus on dogs and yoga? My people on the low end trying to ball and get over. Lyrics are like liquor for the fallen soldier. From the bounce to the house. It's all our culture. Every day we hustling, trying to get them customers. Law, we ain't trusting them. Thick bras, we lusting them. Sick and tired of punching it. I look on the bus at them. When I see them struggling, I think I'm touching them. The people. Unsung hero, riding in the Rego, trying to stay legal. My daughter found Nemo, I found the new primo. Yeah, you know how we do it for the people. The people said that I was sharp on TV at the Grammys. Though they tried to India, I read me. Got backstage and I bumped in to see me. He said, no matter what, the people gon' see me. Can't leave rap alone, the streets need me. Hunger in their eyes is what seemed to feed me. Inside peace mixed with beef seemed to breed me. Nobody believed, till I believe me. On the rise, doing business with my guys. Visions realized, music affected lives. A gift from the skies to be recognized. I'm keeping my eyes on the people, that's the prize. For unsung hero, riding in the Rego, trying to stay legal. My daughter found Nemo, I found the new primo. Yeah, you know how we do it for the people. From Inglewood to a single hood in Botswana. I see the iron weed, my nigga, yours is my drama. Standing in front of the judge with no honor. My raps ignite the people like Obama. The karma of the streets is needs and takes. Sometimes we find peace in beats and breaks. Put the bang in the back so the seats can shake. Rebel Cadillac music for the people's sake.
The hell you Race, freedom, Allah help my heart. I come sweeter than J. Rule and damage the amateur. A chronicle facial disorder to cut. I'll assassinate your character's caliber. I channel my anger from the double-edged banger and turn it to the microphone strangler. So stop trying to see where your eyes can follow. Say goodnight to the world and goodbye to tomorrow. You're raving cuss, so it's a much you get bust. But not to the fuck with toys they like. For eternity through infinity, I internally get in. The most beautiful thing in this world is just like that.
You're planning and need a keynote speaker? Then the Speakers Bureau Institute is the agency for you. Actress Tasha Smith partners with RKD Music and Talent Management to bring an array of celebrity speakers, artists, and athletes for your event. Book names like Kim Coles, Tasha Smith, Tisha Campbell-Martin, Vanessa Bell Calloway, LaToya Luckett, Lisa Leslie, Flex Alexander, Leela James, Cheryl Lee Ralph, and more. Whether it's a conference, workshop, seminar, or college event, SBI has provided a phenomenal lineup of speakers that will cater to your event. For more information on booking a speaker for your next event, call 818-571-0998 or visit rkdmusic.com. SBI is a subsidiary of RKD Music and Talent Management, located in Beverly Hills, California.
Yeah, yeah, welcome back. Welcome back. It's the D Hour Show on Blog Talk Radio. It's your boy D Slate, Miss Fabulous in the building. We getting it in for the fit-ins, playing all the hits. Yes, we playing the hits. You just got to listen to my man Keith Murray with his hit, The Most Beautifulest Thing in This World. Before that was American Idol alumni, Miss Felicia Barton, with her hit song, Lost Words. And then before that was my man Common with the joint, The People, doing it for the people. Chi-Town, stand up. Common, you know what I'm saying? We all know him as Common Sense. He goes by Common these days. But, you know, one of his many hits. And we playing all the hits right here on the D Hour Show. Celebrity Thursday, getting it in, no doubt. Now I said that I had some entertainment, you know, craziness, entertainment news that I had heard about earlier. The first piece of news is that I heard that Xena, the Warrior Princess, Miss Lucy Lawless, may possibly be facing jail time up to 3 years, possibly for her involvement in a in trespassing on an oil drilling ship from docking in New Zealand. Of course, wow. It was involved with a protest, but she could possibly be facing some time for that, but you never know. I mean, they say that a lot, you know, with a lot of the celebrities that are arrested for protesting. So we'll see. You never know what's going to happen with that. And supposedly, I got to definitely pull up the article on it, but supposedly Drake and Chris Brown got into a brawl.
Because you know why? Because Chris is not the best. Chris is not the best.
That's right. That's what it is. That's exactly what it is. I don't know what happened, but I could definitely find out for you guys. I mean, it was kind of, and you know, I find it unusual, and that's too, when you hear about that. When you hear about that, it's like, you know, Drake seems to be a angry brother there. I mean, he had a little beef going on with Common, you know, and now he done got into it with Chris Brown. I mean, that's a rather angry brother there.
I would propose they just go into an open space, maybe like a mall preferably, and have like a flash mob or just dance it off.
I don't know. And then Chris Brown, you know, too, having some angry situations. I think what it is they know that light-skinned brothers don't get enough. I think maybe they feel like light-skinned brothers don't get enough respect. Or they think people think light-skinned brothers ain't tough, so maybe they got to prove they tough.
Well, I think light skin is bad. I mean, I know it's seasonal. I'm not really certain. I think probably fall 2012, I want to say dark skin will be back. I have to check my calendar and make certain.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think light skin is in right now. I think they're back.
They said light skin is in, but I really don't know when it will ever end, you know, but you know, more power to the light-skinned brothers out there. I mean, I know you want that respect. You know, you don't want people to think you soft like Lando Legs butter. But you know, it's all good. You know what I mean? Tripping. But apparently, you know, Chris Brown and Drake allegedly got into a brawl at a club in New York. Details are kind of sketchy, but according to Chris Brown tweets, which he later deleted, bottles were thrown at Brown's face, which caused a nasty gash on his chin. Chris even posted a picture of an injury, stating that it was nothing. The fight allegedly steamed over the two artists dating Rihanna. So,
wow.
I guess details that I don't know, man. I don't understand what's going on with these cats. I mean, Drake and Common was getting into it about a woman, and now these cats are getting into it about that. I mean, really? I mean, are we really still doing those kind of things these days?
Right. I don't think there's a shortage in women. I mean, it's kind of like the Brandy Monica thing. The boy is mine, the girl is mine. Michael Jackson and Paul McCartney. Can you let that go and just go find someone else? That's not fabulous. I mean, really, seriously.
Yeah, please, Miss Fab, tell them it's not fabulous.
That's not
sexy at all. It's just not. I mean, find somebody. It's plenty of people out there. You don't need to fight over people. It's plenty of people
right
out there.
Right, and if they ever need a celebrity mediator, definitely if you're in the listening area and you're a promoter or a manager and you just want to get your celebrities to have some type of, you know, calmness to get their yin and their yang back in perspective, holler at a sister. I get skills. The deal
is
sure we can mediate this. We can make it right.
We will mediate.
We can. But there's a small cause and there's a small fee.
That's it.
We can make this right. We can make it better. The D Hour Show. We can do this.
We'll hook you up. I mean, if Drake and Chris Brown want to squash the beef and they want to discuss it, by all means, Chris, Drake, call the D Hour Show. We can discuss.
Yes.
I'll be the Black Dr. Phil. Okay. I'll be Brother Phil. Okay.
Brother Phil, what's going on?
We can discuss the matters at hand of what's going on. I'll be Brother Phil, that's ridiculous. You know, I mean, I would definitely, I put on my Dr. Phil voice, and we would definitely get it in and try to get to the root of the issue.
Exactly. And you know what else I propose, too? They sit down and they write a letter of apology to one another.
Yes.
That's what I propose. Right.
Simple things like that. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Just simple things like that. It's nothing hard. You know, just something simple like that. We could talk about it and get it all aired out. And, we ain't got to, there's no tripping. We ain't got to trip about it.
Right. So they'll walk in all mad and swole, and by the time they leave, they'll be doing like the snake and they'll be doing the centipede, and then they'll hit hands and they'll sit down and eat some frozen cups. I mean,
that's all
you have to do. Where's the candy lady when you need her? Fabulous. Where's the candy lady?
That's right. Where is she when we need her? You know, where is she?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
But, just things like that. And, Miss Fabulous, Well, we got a little time. You know, last night, if nobody got a chance to listen to it, last night was Naja Head Wednesday with Logical One, Amber, and RC. They were getting in there. They were supposed to talk to Special Ed last night, but there was a mix up with the time. You know, my brother Special Ed thought it was supposed to be tonight, but it was actually last night. So we're gonna get it in with them next week. But there was a big discussion. We were talking about different celebrity things that were going on. You know, news they were talking about. Rumors that supposedly Kobe Bryant and his wife were going to stay together. And they were discussing that, and you know, they were talking about the fact that what's going on with him and him cheating on her and those different things, and what she's going through, and the fact that we were all discussing that it really wasn't really going to matter too much of what was going to go down, because you know, it's probably still going to be bothering her about the many things that he did, so it might not work too much, and they may end up just getting the divorce anyway. But we were kind of discussing that, and that she was going to take him to the cleaners, like you know, it's always happened with everybody else. I think the thing about it was too, we were discussing those things, and we got a very intelligent, sister that called in, who she was a little disturbed about some of the things we were talking about, and she kind of felt like a little bit, it seemed like we were kind of bashing the ladies and making it seem like a lot of them are gold diggers and they just want money and stuff like that, and that's not it. The thing about myself, yeah, I'm a radio host and personality, but I'm also a comedian at heart. You know, I've done stand-up comedy before, so I'm a comedian at heart. And, I'll look for the comedy in things, and I'm going to clown it. I'm going to talk about it and make people laugh. That's just what I do. You know, I've been doing that for years. It's all a part of my personality. But I look at it like this. You know, with the whole Hollywood situation, you never really know what's going on in Hollywood. I mean, yeah, you hear all these things on TV and radio and different things like that. And a lot, and like I said, it's hearsay. A lot of the information is just hearsay. You know, you really truly don't, you're not living with these people. You don't see them every day. So you really don't know what's truly going on in a lot of these situations. You really don't know what's going on. And, you know, I feel like, it was discussed, we talked about the fact that, the whole thing about her taking them to the cleaners. You see, the reason why I stated that was because, not only am I going to crack jokes about different situations, but I'm a realist as well. And, I think that wonderful young woman who we talked to, last night, she's probably one of many women in a handful of women who probably don't have that type of mentality about money and different things like that. And that's wonderful. We need more women like that. We need more women like that. But unfortunately, like I said before, she's just a handful. There's just a handful of them, because the majority of them out there are trying to go for money. That's just plain and simple. And we only I'm only going off of facts and stats. Okay.
Right.
What's happened, in the past of a lot of these different things and divorces and different things like that, they're going for money, plain and simple.
Right.
They go for the jugular. They go for the throat. You know, and then you hear a lot of women cracking jokes about it. You know, I only left him with his drugs and a can of Pepsi. You know, I mean, they'll crack jokes about it. So I'm only going off of, she may be in a percentage of maybe 20% of women who aren't like that. But unfortunately, the other 80% is. I'm sorry. But the other 80% is like that.
Right. Well, if I may be able to interject for just a moment, I'm a gold digger. Yeah, I'm a gold digger, but I'm a G-O-A-L digger, right? And see, it's like, okay, thank you very much. Thank you very much. And not all women are like that, but you're right. There is a great percentage of not just women, but there are men as well that are put in that position.
Exactly.
To be all right.
You're right.
Exactly. I don't have to work if my counterpartner is going to do all the work, or, you know, I can still play the field because I know in this particular area I have a woman for everything that I may need, or I have a woman to fulfill all of those needs, or I may have a man to take care of my cardinal, feed my kids, this, that, and the other, get my hair and nails did, you know. But at the same time, long as you're comfortable within yourself and you know that you're taking care of business, whatever conversation comes about, you shouldn't feel any kind of way about it. Yes, granted, we're entitled to our opinions, but once something is said, don't take it personal, because guess what? The people that are affecting, they're not thinking twice about it. All about numbers. It's all about, in retrospect, it's all about that exposure, and it's all about conversation. If we fuss and we get heated and we get bothered by it, we thank you, of course, for your opinions all the time, because opinions are like cell phones. We're pretty much like computers. Everyone has one. But we can't allow ourselves to become thrown off track, because this is what they're going to do regardless. Today, tomorrow, 20, 30, 40 years from now, right?
But you know what, Ms. Fab, too, what she has to understand, and a lot of people has to understand, too, when you hear people telling their stories, when people tell their stories to the media, we don't know for sure that they're telling the truth. I mean,
absolutely.
If they're telling the media what they want to tell them. So, you know, you hear a lot of people saying, well, you know, look at what, you know, they was talking, you know, she mentioned, like, you know, what his wife might have been, Kobe's wife might have been going through, and what Khalees was going through, and different things like that. And that's cool, but the thing about it is we only heard that from what the media said, you know, and what she told the media. Because the thing about it is you have to be a realist. If any, you know, man or woman, if you didn't do something sneaky, conniving, and really, really messed up, are you really, truly going to tell somebody you did it?
Absolutely. And there are three sides to a story. It's your side, their side, and the truth. People have specific projects that are going on. They have albums that are coming out. They have movies that are launching. Let's go ahead and have this rigmarole. Let's go ahead and have this beef. I mean, it's perfect. It's called strategy. It's called the old bait and switch trick. We'll throw you off course so you can be so fixated and focused on that whatever comes out that's in my name, you're going to purchase it. You know why? Because you want to see part two of what's going to happen. You want to see the outcome of the East Coast versus West Coast. Yeah.
When people tell you things that they've done, or do they tell what they say is the truth, or different things like that, to be honest with you, the only one that really knows the truth is God. God is the only one that knows the real truth.
Amen.
He's the only one that knows the real truth. It's, you know, as far as whatever people say, you know, to whatever effect, it's almost like the Bible. I mean, you have to go off faith. You just got to go on faith and believe that they're telling the truth. That's all you can go by. You know, that's all you can really go by. I mean, because they could be telling the truth, they could be lying. I mean, you really don't know. So, I mean, all you can truly do is go by faith and just say, okay, you know, I'm going to believe he or she is telling the truth. I mean, people will straight cry and be lying through their teeth, but people will straight cry. Just a lot.
Right.
It's some sad, sorry individuals that will cry and lie to tell. I mean, that will cry, you know, cry to tell a lie. And for all those people that like to do that, I'm going to introduce what we've been talking about on the D Hour Show, what we like to call the D Hour Show V Slap, you know, the virtual slap. And for all those people that like to cry to lie. Here's a peace slap to you. Two peace slaps for you. Okay. For all of them that like to cry a lot, that's a peace slap for you. You get a slap. But,
I felt that all the way in the back room in the green room. I felt that.
You get a damn peace slap for that. You get a peace slap.
Yes.
But and also for the brothers Chris Brown and Drake get into a fight over a woman. I'm sorry, but I like y'all brothers. Y'all get a V slap for that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe they come up with an album or something, like the remix to, like I said before, Monica and Brandy's The Boy Is Mine. Maybe they can do a remix to Sir Paul McCartney and Michael, the late Michael Jackson, revert and do The Girl Is Mine. But at the end of the day, drama sells units, sells music, sells projects. Yes.
And while you guys are marinating on that, we're going to keep it going on the D-Hour Show, Blog Talk Radio. It's your boy, D-Slay. Miss Fabulous, we in the building. We got hits. We got more hits. Time to take a hit break. We got our girl, Ashton Jones, from Season 10 of American Idol coming in a few minutes. So we got some music we're going to play before we get it in with her. And I got to play a hit, and I got to pay homage to one of my favorite hip-hop artists, and I know one of Miss Fabs as well. My man Heavy D, may he rest in peace. Talented brother, and one of my favorite songs by Heavy. And we're going to get it in with Heavy's joint. We got our own thing. It's the D-Hour Show on Blog Talk Radio. It's from my man Big Hev on the D-Hour Show. 2-year anniversary we're celebrating this week. 2 years in the making, 2 more years to come. D-Slate, Miss Fabulous, let's get it in.
It's our birthday.
Yo, man, you ready to drop this, man?
Yeah.
We'll kick it from
kick
one
down,
time,
kick down,
one
kick down,
time.
Kick down, kick down.
Drop it.
Let it. Way past the red line. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Mic check, 1, 2. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Now that's what I call real hip-hop. Are you a lover of hip-hop? Do you know without a shadow of a doubt that hip-hop is not dead? Then if you do, the place to be is nodyourhead.web.com. At Nod Your Head, get exactly what you want. Pure hip-hop, real hip-hop, untainted hip-hop, and all of the above. Come to nodyourhead.web.com and get all the latest in hip-hop news, videos, and hip-hop music. And see interviews with some of the hottest stars in the game, past and present. And if you come to nodyourhead.web.com, you might just take a trip down hip-hop's memory lane. That's nodyourhead.web.com. So come on through, and let's make sure hip-hop stays alive and well, no doubt.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's the D-Hour Show on Blog Talk Radio. It's your boy D Slate, Miss Fabulous in the building. We playing all the hits. Absolutely. You just got through listening to my man, American Idol alum Nico Smith, with his joint Speakers Blow. Before that was another American Idol alum, Miss Kimberly Caldwell, with her hit single, Desperate Girls, Stupid Boys. And then you heard us paying homage to one of hip hop's legends. May he rest in peace, Heavy D. With his hit, yeah. We Got Our Own Thing. Doing it like that, as always, right here on the D-Hour Show. You know how we do it. Getting it in for the fit-ins, the Oberrettenbacher Radio. We keep it popping all the time. Home of the independent up-and-coming artists, the D-Hour Show. Absolutely. Miss Fabulous, now tell us a little bit about the tell us about the film festival and how everything went down at the film festival.
Oh, the Mid-Atlantic Black Film Festival was just absolutely fabulous, if I may be able to relate to such a word.
Absolutely.
It gave independent indie filmmakers an opportunity and gave us a platform for us to display our work. The screenings were great. Most importantly, what I really enjoyed was the workshops. I had the opportunity to host and develop my own workshop that was geared towards women empowerment, and it was entitled She's on the Move. We had Coco Butter, a local radio personality in Norfolk, Virginia, inside of the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Also, Fiona Sharon Huff, who was a former writer with Essence Magazine, as well as Miss Hattie Lemon. And Miss Hattie Lemon's been seen in the Diaz Family Reunion. She was one of the writers on Law & Order, SVU, as well as Atlanta Homicide. She's one of the producers. So, yeah, we had the opportunity to kind of link up with some nationals. We had taste tests from various African-American chefs, as well as pastry chefs, and then the gala at the end. So it was very inspiring, very refreshing to have, you know, an activity, or should I say, an organization of people who are willing to put things together to give us a platform. So definitely to the Attucks Theater in Norfolk, Virginia, Miss Gail Easley, Monty Ross, formerly with 40 Acres and a Mule, Spike Lee's company, I salute you all. Thank you so, so very much. And looking forward to the 6th Annual Mid-Atlantic Black Film Festival next year.
Well, absolutely. I know it sounds like you guys had an incredible time. And I definitely commend what you guys are doing, and it's, you know, such great things with the film festival. And you can best believe this boy G Slate is going to have to check it out next year. I'm going to have to get out there and check it out.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And if you're listening, definitely, if you're an artist, because, see, you know, artistry doesn't just come in the form of, you know, vocal. It comes in the form of, you know, visual arts, the culinary arts, theater, stage, and so on and so forth. So, you know, speaking of which, definitely join us, tweet about us, Facebook, social network about the D Hour Show, because it's people like you that keep us inspired and keep us motivated. And, you know, there's so many different diameters to what D Slate is doing, you know, and I commend you and I thank you so much for giving us a platform to be able to express ourselves and our thoughts and have a voice. So continue to support us, and don't forget that it takes a village. It takes a village right now of starving artists in order for this thing to work. It's a movement.
It's a movement. You're right. It definitely takes a village to accomplish that. And we got a great village. We got a great village, and we just got many more incredible things that we're going to be doing. So you guys just stay tuned. You know, you just never know. You know, some of the great things that we're going to be doing. We got many more things. So just keep tuning to the D Hour Show. You know, every Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday. You know, you guys never know what's going to happen. So just stay tuned. You never know who's going to be on the show. You never know what we're talking about. We got a lot of great things we're going to be doing. So just keep it locked.
Hey, I wanted to mention something, if I could. You know, what's going on with school ending across the, you know, the mountain, East Coast, West Coast, so on and so forth. You know, we're approaching summer, and the first day of summer is actually June the 21st. But today stands out, and then we have another health significant. Well, we got quite a few significant days in June. May I, please?
Please let them know, Ms. Fabulous. Please let them know.
All right. Well, today is June the 14th, and it is considered to be Flag Day. And it's synonymous with the United States Army, who are 237 years in existence. So happy birthday to the United States Army and to all those men and service women who are protecting and serving our country. I salute you.
Happy birthday. We salute you.
Yes. Also, we know that Juneteenth is coming around the corner, June 19th.
Yes,
ladies and gentlemen, we normally Google, we normally research everything else. Like we were talking about earlier about, you know, celebrity gossip and so on and so forth. Do something for yourself. Feed your mind. Entertain your soul, but feed your mind. Because you can't know where you're going unless you know where you've been. So definitely, look, I challenge you, look into the research, look into the significance of Juneteenth, which is soon to be approaching. June the 25th is not necessarily the most happiest moment, especially for me, given the fact that I'm Michael Jackson's biggest fan ever since 1977. Diehard Michael Jackson fan. We lost him June 25th, 2009. And his daughter, surprisingly enough, was on the Oprah show, and she was stating Paris, I believe she is of high school age now, she was stating that she's being bullied. She's a victim of being bullied now. Could you possibly imagine?
Wow.
She's being bullied, yes, and it's affecting her greatly. And Mrs. Wow. Catherine Jackson, Michael Jackson's mother, yes.
Who the hell? See, this is what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Who would be bullying Michael Jackson's daughter? I mean, who just got the cojones enough to be bullying his daughter? You know what? For the cat that's bullying Michael Jackson's daughter, and all the kids out there that like to bully people, just people that like to bully people, you get a V slap.
Exactly. Yeah.
Two V slaps.
Absolutely. Two V slaps. Double time.
You know. That's just horrible.
Yeah. Yeah, I was gonna just say it's horrible, you know, and for those who are listening to the D Hour Show, understand that they, meaning the children, teenagers, kids, youth, delinquents, they all learn these things from somebody. They're emulating someone. So we have to be mindful and cognizant that we have to teach our youth and our future leaders the right way to go, because if we don't stand for something, we'll fall for anything and be subjected to whatever comes our way, you know. So we have to definitely make certain that our kids are engaged in positivity. We have something for them to do during the summer and give them another platform. It's okay to be different. But it's going to have a lasting effect. I understand completely because I was bullied. Kiki Palmer was bullied. Quite a few other people are in the industry. So it has a lasting effect, and it doesn't go away. So, you know, companies like Saving Our Daughters, you know, I commend you, and a couple of other nonprofit organizations who are really giving information and allowing people to express how they feel. So stop the bullying, girls and boys, and men and women. We also have, you know, workplace bullying. Let's stop it. Let's just cut it out.
Yeah, just cut the bullying out. All that bullying nonsense is just, you know, it takes a toll on the kids. It takes a toll on them growing up. And, you know, they end up having some real issues with it, you know. So let's just cut out the bullying. I mean, I know the country right now is really working hard on trying to stop that and, you know, stop the bullying and, you know, help give kids the confidence and, you know, and the tools that they need to be able to deal with it. But as well, we just need to stop it all together.
We just need to stop it all together.
So let's just stop the bullying. Let's please stop it.
Mhm. You know, it was just a heart-wrenching cry because Michael Jackson's mother, Mrs. Katherine Jackson, you know, she wants the best for her grandchildren, and it's hard enough, you know, having kids that, meaning the, her adult children that were in the limelight, grew up in the limelight, and then, you know, the most popular king of pop, the icon, you know, he's no longer with us, but to have that legacy, to be reminded of that, and then to have your granddaughter taunted and bullied. So, you know, ladies and gentlemen who are interested in breaking into the industry, these are the things that we still have to be aligned with. You know, because it's called being human. So, you know, get prepared for the paparazzi, the tabloids, and all those type of things. And guess what? Surprisingly, those are still all considering factors of bullying. Yes,
that's
even
true.
As adults. Yes.
That's true, absolutely. And I don't even think you guys understand how much of a big fan Miss Fabulous is of Michael Jackson. I mean,
oh, God.
When people tell her to beat it, she moonwalks. So I really don't think you guys understand that, you know. So, you know, I mean, that's just how much a huge fan she is.
Yeah.
Lady, just beat it, you know, and she moonwalks, you know. So
That's right.
I mean, I don't think
I'm
you
trying
guys
to contain myself over the studio. Oh, God. I miss you, my God.
Now, did you? I know you heard about the biopic that's coming out of Jimi Hendrix, but you know, I don't know if a lot of people know that Andre 3000 from Outkast is going to be playing Jimi Hendrix in his biopic movie. And they got some pictures online if you guys want to check it out of the filming and what he looks like dressed up like Jimi Hendrix, and he definitely kind of looks like him. So. You know, I think that's going to be an interesting biopic, and I think they may have picked the right person for that.
Wow, very nice. Very nice. And, you know, June is Black Music Month. So throughout the month of June, we want to give you all some tidbits and, you know, some little interesting factors about, you know, Black music. And don't be misconstrued. Black music is 365. Rock music is Black music. Classical music is Black music. But it's just an observation, just like the month of February is Black History Month. It's a set-aside month that the masses have put together, but understand your Black History is 365, okay? It's no coincidence that Juneteenth and Black Music Month is in the same month. Come on now.
I'm just going to take credit. I'm just going to have us take credit for everything. Whistling is Black music. Tapping your feet
That's right.
is Black music. I'm just going to take credit for everything. Snapping your fingers is Black music. I'm just going to take credit for everything.
That's right. Double Dutch is Black music. Blowing your mouth into the fan, doing like this. That's Black music. That's Black music. What?
Right.
What you know about that?
That's right. I don't think they understand. I don't think they understand. You heard what you said. Blowing in the fan, that's Black music. I mean, I don't think you guys humming to whatever it is you listen to as Black music. You know, tapping on the surface,
right.
Black music. You know?
That's right.
So,
I'm trying to see if we got to stand in the studio. Watch this.
You know? Making sounds out of your mouth and, you know, spitting on people, that's Black music. I don't, you know, if you don't understand it, that's what it is.
That's right. black music.
So make sure you guys celebrate this month. You know, Juneteenth.
Black music. Yes.
Celebrate it, you know. You know, lift every voice and sing. You know what I mean? You know, we have to bust it out like that. I mean, if you have to, stand up right now and sing the African-American National Anthem. If it's going to help you rise, go ahead and stand up and sing it right now. Go ahead and just stand
That's
up and
right.
sing it. It don't matter
That's
where
right.
you at. If you're on the toilet, stand up and sing it. If you're in the bathtub,
right.
don't care if you're butt naked, stand up and sing it. Stand
That's
up.
That's right. You get pulled over by the police for a ticket, stand up and sing it.
If you're in the movie theater right now looking at a movie, stand up and sing it. I don't give a damn
if
they tell you. If they throw you out the theater, if everybody get mad, just tell them, just don't tell them the D'Alva Show told you to do that. But just stand up
That's
and
right.
sing anything. Stand up
That's
and
right.
sing
anything. That's right. You're in the grocery store, you check out your complete your transaction, but guess what? You stand up and you sing it. You be proud
you know,
of who you are. Yes.
If you in the doctor's office or you in the hospital right now and you're getting a colonoscopy, stand up and sing. You know,
if you
take
your cold, you stand up and sing it. That's right.
That's right.
You're getting your
That's
weed
right.
done. You let her finish that last track, and you stand up and you sing it and be proud.
Be proud. Black Music Month. I don't care
That's
where
right.
you are, you stand up and sing. If you're cooking a late pot of grits right now, you stand up and sing.
That's right. You sing
put
it.
Some butter, put some butter on them grits, but you still stand up and sing. Still
stand
up
and
sing.
Sing. That's right. You just got laid off. You do what? You
stand
up and what? Stand up and sing it.
But while everybody's out there yelling, trying to sing, because I know some of y'all can't really sing like that. But while everybody's out there yelling and singing, we're gonna go ahead and kick off some more hits for you guys, because you know we got the hits. We got the hits. I'm gonna go ahead and kick off. I'm gonna go ahead and play. You know, we got a couple of. I'm gonna kick off. Twista's new hit, yes, it's Twista's new joint, Kush Rhymes, right here on the D-Hour Show, as well as we're going to kick off a little, you know, we still got some American Idol, you know, hits for you guys, American Idol artist hits. We're going to kick that off, and we're going to play American Idol alum Kimberly Locke's new joint, Finally Free. It's the D-Hour Show, Blog Talk Radio, it's D-Slate, Miss Fabulous. Here's Twista with his new hit, Kush Rhymes, right here on the D-Hour Show.
Stand up and sing.
Three
hey, 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 hey.
I know the adrenaline rush was a blueprint for these motherfuckers.
Yeah.
But what you do since I'm a nuisance, I got two cents about these motherfuckers. Let another reality other way to manipulate the rhythm of niggas. Come and get the formula. I'm in the total fatality because if I'ma get them, I'ma get them, and even then I'm still warming up. If I catch you coming at me out of pocket like I ain't the business, I'ma put my hands on niggas. Sick of fucking with you clowns like I got soldiers on deck. I'ma niggas got hands on trigger. Any issue we can resolve it the way you wanna do it, it don't matter to me cause I got riders. Any real niggas behind them. And the kind of coconut was an upper black 4-5. Yo shit is obsolete. Bitch, I got monster teeth. I devour your shit, taking money from my custom interior and my ostrich feet. That's why my whip like dirt. Everybody want it. And what I spit like work. Everybody want it.
Come on, I got push, push, cocaine beats. It's a problem if we serving on the same street. My shit come back like good dope. What I spit come back like good dope. Push, push, cocaine beats. What I bust to make your motherfucking brain beat. My shit come back like good dope. What I spit come back like good dope.
We holding big money, rolling on big wheels. Just ask about me in the hood, I'm a big deal. 20 cops going deep up to the club, roll with us, come and see the way the shit feels. Long as you know I'm rolling with the crews, and I got the fuck on me, cause shit's real. Anybody wanna get in, they better be readily, heavily on my artillery trilogy. Still be imminent, infinite images. For your destruction, I ribbon and hit them, and I go proceed to get the Benjamin. Cannibalistic in the industry. I got a sweet tooth, rubber taste like cinnamon. Real reasons if I meet you in the street. Multiple shots in the body, make a lean like venomous.
I'm turned up, kinda told off. If it's the rock, and getting high till I doze off. If I ain't popping, I can get some elbows off. What you talking about, bitch? Take your clothes off.
Come on,
I got push, cocaine beats. It's a problem.
welcome back. It's the D Hour Show. That was my man, Mr. Twister, with his new hit, Kush Rhymes. Don't worry, we still got more hits. I know I said I was going to play Kimberly's joint, but we're going to get to it. We're going to get to it. But I'm going to go to the phone lines, ladies and gentlemen. Looks like I got my girl in the building, my queen in the building, Ebony B from Deep Spot Radio.
All right. What's going on?
Where the ladies at? Yeah, I got Miss Fabulous in the building.
Hey, Queen. Big shout out to the D Hour Show, doing it big each and every Thursday. Diva is in a fabulous mood, man. And of course, I got to come through the D Hour Show to complete my night before I go out to the comedy club and be a diva. Y'all know how I'm getting down.
I know. I like your shoes, girl. They cute. They both match, too. They cute.
Oh, thank you, boo. You know how I do. Got to keep it all Pisces and coloring, you know, chocolate goddess.
Well, first and foremost, ladies and gentlemen, I have to my queen, Ebony B, I have to say congratulations, sweetheart. I'm very proud of you. You got your degree. You're doing your thing. I'm so happy for you. Congratulations.
Yes. Go,
thank
go.
You so much. What's in the medical world? Wide open. Diva Ebony B got her TNA today. I finished my graduations today, so it's on to hard work. Prereqs, what, next year? Then LPN,
right.
Then RN, but I'm very, very happy, man. You got to have something to support and back in future, you guys. You got to have a career, have that paperwork to be able to financially support you in the long run, support your dreams, man.
That's it. Absolutely. You know what, Diva? You know what, Ebony, I'm glad you're on the line because, and I implore everybody, if you didn't get a chance to listen to the D Hour Show, Nod Your Head Wednesday, definitely go back to the archives and check it out. We had it was a mind-blowing discussion we had last night. We didn't get a chance to talk to Special Ed, you know, that's next week, but we had a mind-blowing discussion last night. And, you know, Ebony, the thing was, I want you, because you've heard many of our shows, you've heard us talking, and you've heard us, you know, talking about many things. Do you feel like when we talk about some of the topics and some of the different things that's going on, do you feel like we bash women? Do you feel like we bash women and feel like that our ideals are saying that they're all gold diggers and all they want is money. Do you feel that way?
First and foremost, I don't surround myself with kings and queens that do that. I don't feel like the show does that. I do feel like people have their opinion. And, of course, somewhere it's going to be some hot sauce somewhere, you know, a little hot sauce still when you're putting it on your fish. You know, somebody may keep it a real and somebody may get offended, but I would never take from the D Hour Show that you guys bash women and calling women out of their name or, you know, being vulgar or disrespectful. No, I haven't got that from the D Hour Show. I could tell you a show that I did get it from if you would like, but no, not from the D Hour Show.
No, well, you know, Ebony, I think the thing that came to be, and I'll give you a little bit of it. The discussion had came up about you know, Kobe Bryant and his wife and the fact that they might be staying together, and we were all discussing and talking about it. You know, your boy, I'm going to crack jokes all day long about it. You know, I do what I do on the D Hour Show. I'm a radio personality and host and, you know, CEO of this business, but I'm also a comedian at heart. You know, I did stand-up comedy before, so I'm a comedian. That's my natural personality. That's the way I am. And whatever's out there in the media, I'm gonna clown it. You know, that's just, you know, I mean, people need laughter. People need laughter to make them feel good, and that's what, you know, and that's what I like to do. But, you know, we were just talking about it and cracking jokes about it, you know, saying that, you know, I was personally saying that if that's true, I don't think it's really going to work out, you know, like the Michael Jordan situation. I don't think it's a direct affiliation is going to work out, and they're probably going to end up getting a divorce anyway. She's going to take them to the clinic.
Subject for you, you know, D-Slay, every time you talk about the Kobe situation, you know, you get a little flame because you know, you know,
you
she
know,
is going most likely take him for what he has. And it sounds like you sent out a couple of virtual slaps. Probably
you, hey, I'm going to tell you like this. I got the virtual slap machine ready, and for all that old nonsense that you know that Kobe did do, he gets a virtual slap. You know what I'm saying? The thing about it is that, you know, we had a young lady that called in, very intelligent young lady, and we're going to try to get her back on next Wednesday when they get on, too. But, you know, she felt like, you know, when we were talking about this, she was saying we were talking about that she was going to take her to the cleaners and stuff like that, and she was saying that nobody's taking into account of what Kobe's wife is going through, what she's going through.
I said,
we're not taking away from that. You know, she was saying, we mentioned the fact that she was going to take him to the cleaners, like that's what it was all about. I said, no, that's not what it's all about. I said, but I like to be a realist in a situation too, and you cannot tell me, and you can't tell me that she's not going to get no money. She's going to get money. You know what
I'm saying? Yes,
she is. She going to get
money.
She's
a smart woman. She going to give her money. Let me tell you something. It sounds like, you know, you guys were doing your thing, especially when you get a couple of men. It's just like women. But when you get a couple of men in a room, and you know when they talking about their situation is sensitive, y'all probably was going off a little bit, and she got a little sensitive, and she probably had a point about it. But, you know, she is going to get some money, just like Jordan wife, just like Ellen Iverson wife. Just like what's my other boy, the golfer,
Tiger Woods.
They all gonna get paid, baby. Let me tell you something about women. We suffer from MBD, aka mad bitches disease. When we get mad, it's going down, and most likely it has to come when you messing with our men and you messing with our money or our kids. And what them men did is they crossed the line, and this is the way that some women get back. And of course, you brought her into this lifestyle. She been riding the long haul with you.
Exactly.
She was in the car, homeless with this dude. So you know, she done put in her years, and
exactly.
The money is satisfying at the end of the day.
I'm
pretty sure all you men was venting.
When I say her taking them to the cleaners like that, I mean that's just real. I mean, I don't know a lot of women that didn't come off and get absolutely and didn't go for nothing. I don't really know a lot of them that did that. You know, so the bottom line
what
is
other
this,
way
they,
would,
they live these lifestyles.
I got a question though. What other way would you want a woman to respond to you lying to her, cheating on her? It becoming a public frenzy. I would rather hit your pocket than hit you with my Range Rover or my Escalade or my Cadillac or hit you with a sledgehammer while you outside sipping on your 211. If I'm going to make news, I'm going to make it because
personal.
I hit the bank.
And exactly. That's going to be more personal because he earned that money. So that's going to be more personal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, Salute to the women who don't cut off penises, stab up people, try to hire people on Facebook to kill their husbands. You know, to the queens that say, you know what, I'm going to walk away from this with some dignity and a whole lot of money. Go on, baby.
That's right.
Go have all your little side chicks.
That's right. And the one blackout tees, I'm going to be rich.
I'm going to heal this broken heart with some barefoot Moscato, a whole store, as a matter of fact, with your money. It's on you, baby. Thank you.
You know, like, she also mentioned the fact that, like, how when Khalees was talking about what happened with her and her and Nas and things like that, how you did her wrong. And I told her, I said, well, you have to understand this, too. I said, the bottom line is with a lot of these situations that go down with these people in Hollywood, I said, it's all just hearsay. I mean, let's be real. It's all just hearsay. I said, we don't know the real truth, and we're never going to know the real truth until maybe 15 or 20 years later when it come on E! Hollywood. I mean, that's the only way we really going to find out.
And that's only, you know, a percentage of the truth, too, when it come on E!
Exactly.
Hollywood.
So, we're truly never going to know the real truth. It's all just hearsay. So, you know, the thing about it is if these cats, whether it's a man or a woman that's claiming victimization, when if they're in front of the camera talking to the media, let's be real. How do we know how much of the truth that really is that they're talking about? I mean, there's people out there that will, and I talked about this earlier, there's people that will cry to lie. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
There's people that will cry to lie, and they will sit there straight up cry to get their lie on. So to be honest with you, if you didn't did something conniving and straight up wrong, are you really going to tell anybody you did wrong? Are you really going to say, yeah, I did this, yeah, I did that? No. You're going to play the
victim. No, you ain't going to tell nobody but God.
Right. You're going to be like, this is what happened to me. So and so.
But a whole Khalees, in our situation, I was sad to see those two guys break up. I thought that they were definitely perfect. But I do understand, you know, I do believe that Nas messed around with some women. I believe Khalees messed around with some dudes later on. You know,
and I think a lot of them have. I mean, I you know what? I told what I said last night was realness, and I told them this. I said, you know what? I said, I think cats better really pay attention to what Kareem Stephens, you know, Superhead, was telling people about these celebrity dudes that she messed with. You know, she was saying that these wives and girlfriends and a lot of times think they know and ain't got a clue about these cats and these different things that they be doing. You know, she was saying, you know, and I mean, a lot of them get down, and the whole realness of the situation is a lot of these guys, you know, don't really have a whole lot of self-control, because what happens is they're celebrities, and they got these groupies in their face 24/7, you know, and I'm not talking about, I'm going to be real, I'm not talking about ugly women. We talk about gorgeous women in their face 24/7. 24/7. So they're not
going to
turn it down.
It seems like there's a theory out here when you're in the industry, or if you're popular, or if you, you know, if you have somebody that's been riding with you for the long haul, there should be some respect there. You want your woman to resist temptation when you're not around, and when you're touring, and when you're here, and when you're there. But you know, I understand exactly what you're saying. There's groupies, there's everything out there that can tempt you. But you have to have some self-control. And unfortunately,
you do.
It goes on so much for, you know, people in that position. It's like, look, you're going to have to expect that I'm going to cheat on you. Or you're going to have to expect that it's going to happen once every 3 or 4 or 5 years because of my status and my profile. That's not love. That's not love at all. When you got that person, a man or a woman get with somebody who has an artistic gift or anything before they blow, that person was not thinking about messing around with nobody else, but is not into the money and honey. For men and women come around that now you like, oh, I felt like I have other options, or I'm going to step out of this relationship. The same loyalty that you had in the beginning, you should have in the end. And if you feel in some type of way of being with somebody else, you need to confront your mate, tell them what's going on, and save them some heartache or save a bullet in your ass. That's all I'm saying.
You know what?
Right?
One of the biggest points I made too last night too. We were talking in this real good debate. I told them that what a lot of people got to understand too is, you know, when you marry, you know, when you're getting ready to marry a celebrity or somebody that's getting ready to blow up, you know, you're going to have to expect that. And you're going to have to tell yourself, you know what, this person is a celebrity, or they have the potential to blow up. They have the potential to be a huge celebrity. Do I want to deal with this lifestyle? Do I want to deal with what's to come in this lifestyle? You have to ask yourself that. And when you say, yes, I'm gonna do it, then everything that comes with that, you have to learn how to deal with that. You have to learn how to deal with that. You know, because, you know, you hear a lot of the celebrities saying, well, you know, oh, I just want my privacy, and I'm tired of people all in my face. Well, you know what? Unfortunately, you gave all that up when you became a celebrity.
Yeah, truly. And if I can interject,
also it can be stardom can be a blessing and a curse. It's all about choices. Just as bad as you want to get on, you can get off the ride at any time. It's just like an elevator. Right.
Yes,
you have buttons there for a reason. You don't just keep riding up to the 12th floor because you want something to do. You strive to be that way for a reason. So if it's too much for you to handle, that's great. And another thing is, at a certain age or a certain point of our lives, we don't learn how to become human. You learn how to perfect your craft as an artist, as an industry artist, and so forth. But the same values that you go in with, if taught correctly, you should have the same values to extend through the rest of your life. The shoes make you, you walk in your path. The shoes are just an inanimate object. They can come on and off. But your personality and your genuineness should not turn on and off. There are a lot of people in the industry who have been married for years, plural. And I definitely commend Paulette and my guy, you know, Denzel Washington. They've been married for a long, long, long time. People don't change, situations do. So
there it is.
You know.
Don't make the shoes. You let the you make the shoes. Don't let the shoes make you. That's the plan. So that's there it is right there. And if you wearing a suit and got gym shoes on, you get a damn V slap.
Double time.
You know, plain and simple. But it's the D Hour Show, Blog Talk Radio, people. We had another great show for you guys tonight. I want to thank everybody for tuning in with us tonight. Make sure you guys get in with us this Saturday for Indie Up Saturday. We got my man Journey Brave in the building. It's going to be a great show. You know, make sure you guys get in with us. We're still celebrating our 2-year anniversary this week. And keep tuning into the D Hour Show every Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday. Make sure you guys check out our great coveted cafe, the Hour Sunday edition show. Get it in with my man Lamont, Sarah, Poetic Lace. And make sure you guys tune in to the D Hour Show. As always, I want to thank my girl Miss Fabulous, my girl Ebony B for getting in with us right now. We're going to go ahead and leave off with the song I told you guys I was going to play. And that's Miss Kimberly Locke with her new song, Finally Free, from Kimberly Locke from American Idol. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in. And hey, enjoy the rest of your Thursday night, and we will see you guys on Saturday.
sound, reaching your location, even places not around. Travel through your airways, stimulate your intellect, and you ain't even know. It's broadcasted from the internet, giving you what you want, showing love to the hood, even to the burbs, so yeah, it's all good. No, they ain't like other stations, following the trend, and 10 minutes later, the same song again. It's the D-Hour Show, yeah, I said it so you know, coming first in any challenge, on your mark, set, go. If you're ready, let's roll, let's hop aboard the starship, the hottest station, showing love to underground artists.